السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وأصحاب سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الحمد لله، with the mercy and blessings of Allah تبارك وتعالى، once again we are here in our weekly درس حديث program. May Almighty Allah تبارك وتعالى accept our presence, and Allah تبارك وتعالى grant us the benefits of حديث of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As you know, we have completed the first 6 hadith from Mishkatul Masabih. It's a very famous book. This is Kitabul Iman, the first chapter. So today we are going to start hadith number 7, or maybe if we finished it, then 8 and 9. Otherwise, let's see that how many points we can learn from this hadith. وعن العباس بن المطلب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذاق طعم الإيمان من رضي بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد رسولا رواه مسلم. This hadith is narrated by Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is one of the famous Sahabi, companion, and closest person to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the uncle of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was just few years, 2-3 years elder than Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he had always very good and deep relations with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And especially when we see the battle of Badr, so Abbas, he was from Kufar. He didn't want to go, but the people of Makkah, Quraysh, they forced him, they took him. And that's a long story, but in brief, he was one of the captives, the prison of war pose. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, when all the sahaba, they decided after the mashura, shura was sitting, and they decided that we will take ransom, they should give the ransom and then we can free them. So Abbas was also one of them. So he said that when he came, so he brought a lot of wealth with him, camel and stuff and a lot of things. So he said, you can deduct from that, and rest of the money you can return me. So, and rest after that, I don't have any other money. So whatever you have taken in the battlefield, that's what I have. So I don't have anything else. So then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled, and Prophet said, what about the wealth, a treasure, which you hide it in a hole? You dig a hole and nobody else knows, just your wife. You told her that if you are alive, you come back, you will use it as you want. But if you are dead in the battle, so you told your wife that how she should distribute that money. So then Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, he surprised that how is it possible that this is between me and my wife, nobody else knew that. So he took Shahada and he became a Muslim. But even before accepting Islam, when we say Bayt of Uqba, Ula and Saniya, when people from Medina came and they pledged of allegiance with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he was with at midnight. So he was with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, he is not a Muslim that time, but still he is with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he had very deep relation with Prophet, and he told and warned people of Medina that what you are saying, you have to keep your words. And that was very difficult statement because they knew what's going on in Medina. Whenever they were coming for Hajj, so at midnight, the Prophet ﷺ was going to teach them, those who became Muslim. And then they were asking over and over, O Allah's Messenger, why don't you leave Makkah and come to Medina? So then they said that they can sacrifice everything if Prophet ﷺ is coming to Medina. So they would be faithful and they would be true and loyal people. And that's what they proved. And not only they proved, but also Prophet ﷺ also proved. When Prophet conquered Makkah after 8 years when he was living in Medina, so many people thought that now there is no reason for Prophet to go back to Medina because this is his hometown, this is the town where he was born. So many people thought that he would stay here. So Prophet ﷺ said, no, I will go back with you. And Prophet, there is a hadith that Prophet ﷺ said, if there was no hijrah in Islam, then I would be one of the person of Ansar. That means person from Medina. So Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had very close relationship with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And he is the one who is narrating this hadith. And there are many hadiths which highlight about his love for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And some of the imams also, the great imams, they also mentioned that. That somebody asked that Abbas, how you realized that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Prophet? So everybody is talking that when he realized. So Abbas radiallahu ta'ala said that I had seen in the childhood when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a boy, and I saw that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was pointing his finger towards the moon, and moon was moving with his finger. So he said, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, since then I had love for you and I had respect for you. It's amazing that you are playing like the boy or kid, child, they play with toys. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had given this, the toy of light, the great moon to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said that he was observing that, and he said a very famous qasida, not in the admiration of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once he asked to Allah's Messenger Muhammad, I want to say some words, I want to recite a naat and qasida. So Prophet ﷺ say, Allah bless your mouth. Say, Allah bless your mouth. What's that mean? Because Prophet loves the mouth which is in admiration of Prophet ﷺ. He's not saying Allah bless you. He's saying Allah bless your mouth, because with this mouth you are admiring Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And admiration of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also one of the important things. It highlights that your expression, your love with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and admiration of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in other ways is praises of God, because God, Creator, Allah is the one who had given such importance, such respect, such honor to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the famous sahabi, he said, ma in madahtu muhammadan bi maqalati walakin madahtu maqalati bi muhammadi. When I say poetry, so he said when he is admiring Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his poem, so he said he is not admiring Prophet. So what's that mean? He said, when I am admiring him, actually I am not admiring him. In other sense, I am making my kalam, my poetry, valuable when I remember and mention Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my poetry. So this is not the honor for Muhammad. This is honor for me and my poetry, that I bring his name in my poetry. So this is one of the important things. So Abbas ibn Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, zaqa ta'mal imani. The person gets the taste of iman.
taste of Iman. We had hadith in last verse where we talked about halawatul Iman, the sweetness of Iman. So here Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the person can taste the Iman, who, the one who has the three qualities, man radiya billahi rabban, the one who agrees, one who accepts Allah as Rabb. Allah is my Rabb, is my Lord. وَبِالْ إِسْلَامِ دِينَ, and Islam is my deen. It's a very comprehensive word. Deen, religion. وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ رَسُولًا, and Muhammad is my Rasul, my messenger, my prophet. So anyone has these feelings and this faith, or this Iman, so Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he tasted the Iman. Why is that? It's not only somebody say, yes, Allah is my Rabb, Islam is my deen, and Muhammad is my prophet. No, not just saying. From the depth of your heart, when somebody is completely feeling, who is my Lord? The Lord of whole universe. Rabbul Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So the one who is Rabbul Alameen, the one who is the Lord of whole universe, Rabb, the one who is giving you tarbiyah, training, one who is bringing you up, like the as the parents are bringing us up. So Allah is the Rabb who brings us up, who is providing us everything, and then He let us reach at the climax of success and perfection. So, Rabb does not mean only for a while you are taking care of someone and that's it. No, Rabb means the one who is continuously taking care of someone. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the Rabb. And if somebody has this feeling, He is my Rabb. He is my Rabb. Allah is my Rabb. And Allah would provide me whatever I needed. And He already have done. In the womb of mother, you don't do anything, but He is still providing you food and everything what you needed. So when somebody has this faith, this Iman, Allah is my Lord, He is my Creator, He is my Rabb, and He is only to be worshipped. Because everything is funny. A day would come, is no more, and Allah is everlasting. So why don't I respect, why don't I love, why don't I worship only and only one God, one Creator, who is the Rabb of Alameen, whole universe. And this is not solving only one thing. It is giving us idea of Tawheed. This is bringing us closer towards the worship of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So when somebody, and that's why there is a hadith that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anyone who is saying these words every day, three times in the morning and three times in the evening, Raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami deenan wa muhammadin nabiyyan wa rasula. So when he will meet Allah, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala would be happy on the day of judgment with that person. Day of Qiyamah. Why? Because if you are repeating every day, so then from the words, from your tongue is going in your heart and in your spirit and in your soul, and then definitely the blessings of Iman. Because most of us, we born as a Muslim. That's why we don't know what is the importance of Iman. Person came, Bedouin, he said, "Oh Allah's Messenger, I came to you. I just want to ask you one question, and I don't want to ask anyone after you. So just give me comprehensive answer about Islam. Give me something, teach me something, give me some advice that I don't need to ask anyone. And I will stay firm with that." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Qul amantu billah thumma istaqim." That's it. Say, "I believe in Allah," and then have his istiqamah, steadfast. al-istaqama. That's it. Steadfast on your iman, on your faith. Feel the blessings of your iman. Don't slip from iman, from faith, from belief to disbelief. Stay firm. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Allah said, those who say that Allah is our Rabb, قَامُوا, and then they have istaqama. They're steadfast. Constantly they are facing hardships, troubles, problems, but the person has istaqama. تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, then angels come to help them. تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا. Don't have hope, no fear. ولا تحزنوا, no grief. وأب جنة. We came here to give you glad tidings of جنة. التي كنتم توعدون. The جنة which you were given the glad tidings. So my dear brothers and sisters, this hadith is telling us the importance of iman. And it is giving us idea about three basic things which construct the iman. That the person is man radiya billahi rabban wa bil islam deenan. Islam is my deen. Not only mazhab is deen. Mostly it is translated religion. No, deen means a complete way of life. It's not only some rituals, no. Deen means which is guiding you on each step of your life. And there are many religions, but they don't have the details in their practical life. But Islam is teaching us everything. If you want to use the restroom, so what you are supposed to say? How are you there? What are the adab? When you come out, what you are going to say? When you go to sleep, what you are supposed to read? When you wake up, which dua are you supposed to say? When you enter the masjid, when you leave the masjid, when somebody is dead, when you sneeze, everything what we are doing. A baby is born, what are you supposed to do? If somebody is dead, what are you supposed to do? So it's a complete way of life. If somebody is in trouble or in hardship, what are you supposed to do? How you have to behave with others. So Islam is deen. That's what Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Oh, those who have iman, those who have faith, those who have belief, ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. Enter in Islam completely. It's amazing. The person is already saying mu'min, but Allah is saying udkhulu fi silmi kafa. Complete. And Mufassirin said that this ayah was revealed for Abdullah ibn Salam and some of his followers because they were mostly Jews. And when they accepted Islam, so they were avoiding to eat camel. Camel, if it's you made nahar after zabiya, is halal. So you can eat it, but in the previous Sharia, what he was following, it was forbidden. So he thought, why don't I just leave eating camel? It's not an obligation. So in this way, I am getting, not losing anything from Islam, but I still may be getting some blessings of the previous Sharia. It's a minor thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the surah. This ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. Complete. It's not obligatory to eat camel. But once you have this mentality, because it was forbidden in the previous books or Sharia, that's why I'm not eating. No. Now you have to eat it. This is iman. Why? Because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is now the symbol of success, the symbol of hidayah, guidance. and you leave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow someone else? No. Even Musa alayhi salam is raised now, he would have no other choice but to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is Imam. Imam Abu Yusuf is one of the famous Imam, student of Imam Abu Hanifa. He has two famous students, Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad. They were his two genius students, great faqih. So he was sitting and somebody mentioned that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam likes this vegetable. What's it called? Pumpkin? Kaddu. Pumpkin, right? So, yeah, squash, what you trying to say? Yeah, kosa, right. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like it. So the one person in the gathering, they are just about to eat food and somebody said, but I don't like it. So the Imam, he took his sword out. He said, repent, otherwise you are no more. How dare you compare yourself? Somebody is talking about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He loves this thing, he likes this thing, and you are saying you don't like it. Right? So this is very important. I think Abdullah ibn Umar, he never spoke back to his son, his own son. Because he said something, and his son in return, he argued. And he said, no, but I think it this way. So he said, no, I will never talk to you again. Because when I tell you hadith of Prophet said that in this matter you have to do this. And you are telling that what I understand? No. So this is the spirit of Imam. So man radiya billahi rabban wa bil islam deenan wa bi muhammadir rasula. And Muhammad is my rasul. Muhammad is my rasul. Not was my rasul, is my rasul. And he is rasul till the day of judgment. He is the rasul, his messenger of Almighty Allah. It's not that we have nothing to do that. As you know, these Qadianis, the false person, and I was listening, they were giving some false kind of arguments. And one of them, he was saying, Sakhar, Muhammad is dead, so that's why we need somebody else as a guide. Amazing, man. So what about your dead person you are following? He is also dead. And where did he die? Your Qadiani, your leader. And you are saying that he was Nabi or Prophet and this and that. So, is he alive? He is also dead. And where was he dead? We are not blaming. Open your own book and tell us, where did he die? In which place? Nasty place. Because Allah wanted to show the one who is the robbing the honor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who is looting the characteristics and rights of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not deserve any kind of respect and honor. This is very important. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that who can taste the iman, the one who is happy, not only happy, he is agreeing. You agree from depth of your heart that Allah is my Rabb and Islam is my deen and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Rasul. So if we have this strong faith, we have this feeling, then we can face any kind of challenge. But if we have any kind of doubt on anywhere, then we are losing the strength and power of Iman and faith. So we have to remember Allah over and over. We have to talk about Islam over and over, learn about Islam and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you see, actually, in this hadith, you are looking, and if you feel that all three questions of grave are here, the answers are here. Man Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? First question, right? Man Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? And you see, you are saying here, when you are saying every day, Raditu billahi Rabban, Allah is my Rabb, Allah is my Rabb, Allah is my Rabb. Man Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk, what is your deen? And here you are saying, Wal Islam Adina. Islam is my deen. So the third question, Ma kunta taqulu fi haqqi hazar rajul. What did you say? Not what you are saying now, because once you had seen, then you would say, oh, this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, no, no, no. Iman is yu'minuna bil ghayb. What did you say? In the previous life. In darul amal. In the life of practice. So what did you say in dunya? Oh, Muhammad was a person and he's gone, that's it? No. Did you have love for him? Did you had respect for him? Did you followed his sunnah? Man ahabba, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani, wa man ahabbani faqana ma'iyya fil jannah. The one who loves my sunnah, he loves me. And one who loves me, he would go to Jannah with me. I will take him to paradise. And he's saying, Bukhari Muslim, Kullu ummati yadkhulun al jannah illa man aba. All of my ummah would go to Jannah, except the one who is rejected, the one who is denier. وَقِيلَ مَنْ أَبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Oh, Allah's Messenger, who is denying? He said, مَنْ أَطَعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. The one who is following me will go to Jannah. And the one who is disobeying me, he is the one who is rejecting. And then he would see that what he deserves. So, this is important. That these are the three questions in the grave, in the qabr. And we have to see that how much we are working on that. So we have to remember Allah, zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is much more important. And learning about Islam, preaching about Islam, conveying the message of Islam to others, practicing on the teachings of Islam, this is also our duty. And about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what are the rights of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He is Nabi, he is Rasul, and we are Ummati, we are followers. And what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, what are his teachings, what was his personality, how did he behave with others, how Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he brought the change. What are the benefits of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? People don't know. Now we only know 1-2% of the history, or the one we hear about, and we say, oh, that's the person who did something for humanity. See what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given to humanity. What positive change he brought to the humanity. What is his contribution for the whole world? For economical system, for religious system, for spiritual system, for communities, for whole universe. There is only one idea which can unify whole world, and that is Islam, the teachings of Islam, the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had given us a beautiful sort of actions and teachings and instructions. If we follow them, whole universe, all the world can be unified and together and living peacefully. And that is Islam. When somebody is saying La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, all are in one universal community. They are coming in the circle of that universal community. Member of whole community. So Sahab Rumi, Sahabi of Prophet ﷺ, Salman al-Farsi, Farjia, Bilal Habshi, and Umar from Quraysh, all are together, praying together, standing together, living together, no conflict, no clash, they have respect for each other. So this is a change. So that's why, dear brothers and sisters, we have to realize the importance of our faith. And similar words of the hadith which I am explaining today, we had before, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told us about halawatul iman, and it also gives the same idea. But what is much more important, that we should realize the importance of iman and aqeedah. Because aqeedah and iman is very important. If our creed, our aqeedah, our faith, our belief is right and is strong and we are working on that, so then we are successful. If we don't, if we think, okay, because once we don't have value of anything, then we may lose that thing. If we give 1 million check to a boy, 3 years old, 2 years old, they don't know what is the value. They maybe throw it in garbage. They don't know. So that's the important. Do we have the value of iman? And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyiru biyadi." If you see any bad thing, so change it by your hands, by your power. فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِي فَبِلِسَانِ. If you cannot do by power, then do it by your tongue. Just counseling. فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِي فَبِقَلْبِ. Then by heart. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And this is the weakest iman. This is the lowest level of iman. So, thinking about iman, protecting about iman, and try to do something which can protect our iman is very important. Next hadith, and that is very small hadith, and then inshallah we'll make dua. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَا يَسْمَعُ بِي أَحَدٌ مِّنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ يَهُودِيٌ وَلَا نَصْرَانِيٌ ثُمَّ يَمُوتُ وَلَمْ يُؤْمِن بِالَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ إِلَّا كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. رواه مسلم. So very comprehensive hadith, and many times people they ask these kind of questions. What about those people? They will go to Jannah or not? So this is hadith, the hadith which we talked about before, that is also mentioned by Imam Muslim in Sahih Muslim, and this is also from Sahih Muslim. Abu Huraira is narrator. He said that Prophet ﷺ said, "I swear by Allah who has control of my life." So Prophet ﷺ saying, "By Allah who is controller of my life." What he's saying, that anyone, Yahudi or Nasrani, Christian or Jew, so because these were the two people who were well known and people thinking. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, any Christian or Jew who hears about me, he knew about me, about Islam, and then he is not believing in me, is not agreeing with Quran and the teachings what I brought. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then he would have no other choice but to go hellfire on the day of judgment. No question about it. And people think, why we are Muslim, that's what we're supposed to know. That's what Prophet ﷺ's hadith is. What is going to happen? Go and fight. If you can argue with Almighty Allah. A believer would never. And that's what the other people are saying. Even the false person, Qadiani, he said in his books, he said, anyone who is not believing what I'm saying, they will go hellfire. And he abused and he used very rough and bad language. False person is saying this. And we as a Muslim trying to keep people happy. We are not talking about specific person. Here we are talking about the faith and aqeedah and iman, which is a true faith. It's not that, okay, everybody is okay. What is everybody? You see, when some people of Quraysh, they came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, "Oh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's long time we have seen conflict in Makkah, and our community is divided. Why don't we do something which can unify? We can make us together, muttahid, ittihad, and we will live together. We have one idea." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "What is the idea?" They said, "We have a good offer that for first year we will worship your Lord, and the next year you and all Muslims will worship with us for our idol, statue, idol. And then again next year we will worship Allah. And then again next year, so 1 year worshipping Allah and 1 year worshipping for idols." You see, it looked like a good idea. People would say, yeah, it makes sense. But here is the important thing, that this is not a good idea. Why? Because this is not a fair. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, okay, I'm waiting command from Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Surah Al-Kafirun. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ. It's not possible. Not possible. So there is a barrier between the haq and batil, true and false. Cannot be together. We will face hardships, torture, troubles, everything. Will not leave our faith, will not leave our iman. We have no way to have compromise on faith or on iman. So iman is the most precious thing. So that's why we have to work together to construct our iman, to build iman which is solid, which is undoubted iman, without having any kind of doubt. So that's what we have to do for ourselves. That we have to convey to the next generation. If we had done this job, then definitely we are successful. If we are failed to do that, the next generation could not carry the same kind of iman and teachings, then we are failed. So that we have to work together, and that's why we are here every Friday to attend this thirst, that we can protect our iman, we can have a shield which protects our iman and faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to be a righteous Muslim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the intercession of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I would like everybody say with me three times, and inshallah Allah would be the witness that we will continue to have our iman as Prophet told us, raditu billahi rabban وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد رسولا. Louder, there is enough food inshallah. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد رسولا. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد رسولا. Alhamdulillah. So make this is very simple. So every day make a habit and keep reading it. Raditu billahi rabban wa bil islam deenan wa bi muhammadin nabiyyan wa rasula. Any question? Yes. Pardon? Yeah. The ulama of ilmul kalam, they explain. The question is that the people who don't hear about Islam or about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and nobody conveyed the message of Islam to them, what is going to happen to them? So ulama said that for those people who never heard about Islam and who never knew about Quran or Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and nobody ever talked about it, so there is one thing and obligatory on them, that they have to think in the creation of Allah, and they would have just this thinking, there is someone who created it. They don't know how, who he is, what are the attributes, what I supposed to do, what I not supposed to do. If somebody who never heard about Islam and who never knew about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and had this faith that there is one who created it, so ulama said, inshallah, that person would be forgiven. That's true. It's true. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also said that the day of judgment would not come, Qiyamah would not come, until this kalima will enter in each house. Alhamdulillah. Yeah? Exactly. When? Now? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There are two things that he is questioning about. Still, there are people who never know about Islam or about Prophet in South Africa and Africa and some of the South Americas. Yeah. But the point here is, we have to also admit the part we are failed. Muslim world, we have enough sources nowadays, and we have some obligations. And Prophet ﷺ said, "Ballighu anni walau ayah." If you know one ayah, you have to convey it to others. Right? And Prophet ﷺ, at his farewell sermon, he said, "Those who are falyuballighi shahidul ghaib." Those who are present here, so they have to convey it. Those who are absent, those who are not. So this we have to see. And you see the earliest history of Islam, that the Sahaba, there are many Sahaba, you can see their grave in Turkey, in Russia, in Hind, in India, subcontinent. So why they were Sahaba? Why didn't they stay in Medina? Because they wanted to convey that message, carry that message to other areas. Right? So unfortunately, we had a gap in that time. We did not do that. But alhamdulillah, we hope, and that's what we have to do. If we start this mission now, and we build a generation, which is new generation, with advanced studies, plus with strong faith, and then we hope that they can do that. And inshallah, time would come that if we are unified, we are positive, we can bring a change. Now you see that we're listening here. There are many people listening here on the internet. Some are in UK and in India and Pakistan and America and Canada. So they're listening live there on internet. So all we have to do is we have to organize and we have to be mukhlis, sincere. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Whose talk is the best? Allah is saying, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. The one who is calling towards Allah. Invitation of Creator, invitation of oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, invitation of faith, invitation of truth, da'wah. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And he is doing the good deed. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And he's saying he's a Muslim. So he's the best person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is admiring in the Quran. So any other question? Yes. I think you missed the idea. He was asking about the today's Jummah's khutbah when I was mentioning about the ayah of Quran. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That I haven't created men, human being, and jinn just for my worship. Worship and prayer, two different things. Ibadah is a very comprehensive word. In Islam, if you are eating and you wash your hands according to the sunnah, and you are saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and you are eating, this is also act of worship. If you go to sleep, and before going to sleep, you are saying Bismika Allahumma amutu wahya, or Allahumma Bismika amutu wahya. So your sleep is also, and you are sleeping, not your legs towards Qibla, according to the Sunnah, your face towards Qibla. And you are also in worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If you are going to earn rizq halal, or you are student and you are going to study and your intention is when you will become a doctor or engineer or someone in your life, you will do something for the ummah and you will serve the community. So this is also worship. So every act, if we are doing positively, that is considered as act of worship. That's why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had given us لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Allah did not give us only Quran. Here is Quran. Take it and follow it. No. Quran in words and Quran in practical form. That is the life and the character and seerah and sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is the practical form of Quran. That's it. Suggestion.
I know you do it all the time, but for the people here to know why you have the laptop open so we can be sure about it.
So we want to close it?
No. What is going on?
He's saying why the laptop is open. So I said this is secret. Okay, alhamdulillah. Actually, we have on internet there are some rooms, and the brothers, they every time they keep asking me to deliver speeches, so I avoid mostly. So whenever they have questions, so then I come and answer the questions. So, and they were always asking, why don't you take the, they were demanding where is the webcam, so they wanted to see. They want to see. Yeah. Anyway, so the people online, if you have any questions, so you can type the question. I'm not going to give you mic, because I know when I give you mic, so it's going to be trouble. Yeah. So if you have any question, type it. Otherwise, we are going to make dua, inshallah. Yeah, I think food is ready, right? All right. So one brother, I think he asked the question on internet. He is from California, I think. Yeah, Brother Usman. He was asking about what is the difference between Aqeedah and Iman. Yeah, what is the difference between Iman and Aqeedah? Aqeedah is Iman, or Iman is Aqeedah, so it's similar words. So sometimes we use it as a mutaradif, so it has the same meaning. Aqeedah, your Aqeedah means what you have the faith, and Iman is also, in generally when we talk about Iman, that is a Muslim kind of faith. But Aqeedah is in general creed. What are your thoughts? What are your what is your ideology? What are your faith? Right? But mostly they are used in the same way. Aqeedah is from Aqd. And Aqd is when you tie something. Right? Gaunt. Kya ganji angrezi? Not. Right. So that is Aqeedah is from Aqd. And that's why marriage is also known as Aqd. You are tying two families together, two people together in a bond. So Aqeedah means which are your strongest faith, your strongest thinking. That is Aqeedah. And Aqeedah should be وَبِلْ آخَرَةٍ يُقِنُونَ Yaqeen. So Yaqeen means there is no shak, no doubt. So that's Aqeedah. So I think that's it. Okay, let's make dua, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, bil alameen, wa laqibatul muttaqeen, wa salatu wassalamu ala seyyidil anbiya wal mursaleen, rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatu wa fil akhirati hasanatu wa qina azab al-nar, Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nukhurihim wa na'uzu bika min shururihim, Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nukhurihim wa na'uzu bika min shururihim, Allahumma arzukuna shafa'at nabiyika al-kareem, Allahumma idina siratul mustaqeen, Allahumma habdib ilayna al-iman, wa zayyinhu fi qulubina, wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wa shirka wa al-fusuka wa al-isyan, وجعلنا من الراشدين والله guide us to the right path يا ارحم الراحمين والله يا ارحم الراحمين protect our iman يا ارحم الراحمين يا الله make us a true believer يا ارحم الراحمين grant us true love of prophet muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and true love for the family of prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sahaba of prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam والله grant us shafa'a of prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam those who are sick grant them cure healing and shifa يا ارحم الراحمين those who passed away grant them Ya Akhmar Rahmeen, Maghfira, Ya Akhmar Rahmeen, especially brother Bashir Diya, his sister passed away in Pakistan. Oh Allah, raise her darajat, Ya Akhmar Rahmeen, shower your mercy upon her grave, Ya Akhmar Rahmeen, grant her shafaat of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, Ya Akhmar Rahmeen, we are agreeing, radina billahi rabban, wa bil islam deenan, wa bi muhammadin nabiyyam wa rasoola, Allahumma arzukna shafaat nabiyyika al-kareem, sahil fasahil ya ilahi, كل صعب بحرمة سيد الأبرار فسهل يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين